Nebraska attorney Tom Wheeler, who does work with the Republican Party, whether there was voter fraud in Indiana in 2003, he'll say this.
The fraud was so bad that the Supreme Court couldn't even figure out who won the race.
That's the Indiana Supreme Court. But ask Bill Grouth, a lawyer who represents Democratic Party interests, and you'll hear this.
The state of Indiana later stipulated that there was not a single recorded prosecution for imposter voting fraud in the history of the state.
So which man is lying? Neither. The courts found extensive voter fraud in the Democratic mayoral primary in East Chicago, Indiana, but with absentee ballots, rumors of in-person fraud were rampant as well. The Republican-controlled state legislature used the situation to help pass Indiana's voter ID requirement for in-person voting. The law got challenged, but the U.S. Supreme Court ultimately upheld it, ruling that voter fraud did pose a risk in the Hoosier state. Bill Grouth argued the real risk was disenfranchising voters. His legal team hired a statistician who estimated between 8 and 23% of registered voters in greater Indianapolis lacked proper IDs.
But the district court judge didn't agree with his methodology and basically disregarded his entire conclusion.
Tom Wheeler also disregards the Democrats' conclusions.
If photo ID is designed to suppress minority turnout, Democratic turnout, it didn't work very well in Indiana. It had actually the opposite effect.
After the law was passed, more voters showed up. The state also backed a Democrat for president, Barack Obama, for the first time since 1964. But was the increased turnout connected to the state's ID requirement? Did Indiana voters have a restored trust in elections? Or were they excited about Obama? And were people without IDs turned away from the polls? Or did the law just discourage them from even showing up at all? It's hard to say. There's little data out there, just anecdotal evidence. I visited the Immigrant Welcome Center in Indianapolis to gather some more anecdotal perspectives.
My name is Marie Von Kurzabi, and I am originally from France.
Marjorie Duarte Sheffield. I'm from Venezuela.
My name is Felipe Martinez. I was born in Monterrey, Mexico, and became a U.S. citizen in 2007.
I asked them how likely immigrants are to get state-issued IDs.
It was very easy for me to apply for a driver's license and get my ID.
I came in 2000. It was July. And I think in August, I already have my ID.
For me as an immigrant, the hoops I've had to jump through have required the documentation. So for me at this point, getting an ID is no problem. The problem comes for the people that were born citizens of the United States that have difficulty having access to the birth certificates because maybe they were poor or never registered, you know, those kinds of things that you talk about a different kind of population altogether.
Martinez adds that many low-income minorities rely on public transportation and never get a driver's license. Marjorie Duarte Sheffield said it's not asking so much to get the state-issued ID, which is free. She's also used to the requirement. Most of Latin America requires an ID to vote.
The country where I come from, we have to have ID to vote. So I believe that somebody could say, hey, I'm Marjorie Duarte and I want to vote. And if they don't show an ID, could do it.
I think having an ID is not a bad idea. So I don't oppose that on principle. What I suggest, though, is that in the state of Indiana, it ought to be possible for somebody without an ID to vote with a sworn statement that they are who they say they are. For me, the issue is, are we making it more difficult for some people to vote, or are we making it safer?
Martinez takes the Democrat position. This is politics. A solution in search of a problem. Perhaps, but again, are people without IDs being disenfranchised en masse in Indiana? The voter ID requirement certainly adds an additional barrier to voting, but there's no evidence to suggest scores of people in Indiana are being turned away at the polls. For newly naturalized Americans, they're also a pretty self-motivated group. Their new commitment doesn't end with an oath.
When you vote, it just adds another layer. When you vote for the first time, you feel that you really belong, that you're part of a country.
And if that means getting a state-issued ID, they'll do it. So while Indiana's new photo ID laws may not equate to a modern-day poll tax, critics remain deeply concerned by the growing trend of similar laws, especially in states with histories of discriminatory practices at the polls. I'm Jason Margolis, Indianapolis.